The rise of independent voters was a huge development over the past decade or so. For a time in Arizona, registered voters expressing no party preference actually had a plurality over Republicans and Democrats. That momentum has leveled off, and those who identify themselves with the two dominant parties tend to be extremely loyal, more so than in the past. Donald Green, political science professor at Columbia University, says that has made it less common for elected officials and voters themselves to agree with someone from across the aisle.
Well, I think that there's much more animated about party loyalty than they used to be. It used to be that Democrats and Republicans could have a civil conversation. They went to many of the same churches or attended the same social events, but now they're increasingly segregated, and the lingo in political science is that they are affectively polarized in the sense that they really dislike one another, too.
Green believes that even with around a third of the voting population not identifying as Democrat or Republican, there still isn't momentum to create another national political party.
Part of the reason is that in the history of the United States party system is the history of third-party movements coming and going. And part of the reason they come and go is that our electoral system doesn't really reward them for coming in second place or coming in third place. You get really nothing for losing with a kind of good effort. And as a result, it's very hard for political parties to sort of stay in the game because they're not holding elective office and they're not able to build on whatever momentum they obtained in the previous election.
That's Donald Green, political science professor at Columbia University. Andre Cherney is former chair of the Arizona Democratic Party. He also worked for the Clinton administration. I spoke with him earlier and asked what he saw among Democratic loyalists that was different from what he experienced with unaffiliated voters.
I think that the definition of party loyalty has changed over the years. It used to be that people were loyal to a party because they were born into it or because it was an organization that they were part of, almost a machine in some cases. But that kind of definition of loyalty has disappeared over time in the same way that people's loyalty to any large organization has disappeared, be it a workplace or club or anything else like that. We live in a very different type of age, and because of technology and the way that we organize ourselves as a society, you don't have that kind of lifelong loyalty to large institutions. But what I think you do see today is loyalty around a set of ideas and values. And that actually is more powerful today than maybe it has been even in previous times in American history. People who are loyal to the Democratic Party or to the Republican Party or anything else that is a way that people organize themselves in terms of a set of values or a larger vision, come to that because of a set of principles, and they're loyal to those ideas. And to the extent that a party embodies those ideas, that's what they're responding to.
Is there a feeling, do you think there has been more of a feeling toward victory, at least by some, as opposed to our philosophy is actually the best one for the country?
What I think you've seen over the past decade or so is in some ways a real growth of party tribalism. We live in an era where oftentimes not much is actually getting done in Washington. And so the kinds of questions around governance and compromise that used to animate conversations in both parties oftentimes get put to the wayside, and people define themselves less about what they want to get done and more about how to defeat the other side. And so because of that, oftentimes people will be defensive and will say, well, if this can be something that's going to make our party win versus the opposition, we're going to get on board with it.
Do you think there's a sense that the parties are trying to draw independent voters, or maybe rather of the independent voters maybe forget to vote because they would like to see it really come down to the hardcore loyalists versus hardcore loyalists, because you can't really predict how independents might go or whether they're one-issue voters or something deeper than that?
This is a debate that political professionals have been having for a long time, and it's one where there's been a real shift in how people have thought about campaigns. It used to be that the kind of approach that President Clinton had or Republicans like Bob Dole and George Herbert Walker Bush and even George W. Bush had of reaching out to independents and moderates and winning over those people who are up for grabs. That kind of approach has really oftentimes in this day and age been left by the wayside, as both parties think that it's a lot more likely to result in a victory if they just energize their own base and get people amped up and riled up. And oftentimes the reality is that that kind of action of amping up your own partisans has worked. The problem is that the day after Election Day, it leaves you without the ability to build real governing coalitions. And it creates this downward spiral and an almost vicious cycle in American politics.
That's former Arizona Democratic Party Chair Andre Cherney. I also talked with Arizona Republic columnist Bob Robb, who used to work in political consulting. Robb says Arizona used to be a place where some Republicans voted for Democrats and vice versa.
Urban Republicans would go for a centrist Democrat, such as Dennis DeConcini, Bruce Babbitt, Janet Napolitano. And rural Democrats would frequently vote for a Republican, particularly on social issues. As we've seen this century, the rise in the independent vote, or at least independent registration, that crossover vote has virtually disappeared. Those people who are still registered Republican or registered Democrat seem to be fiercely brand loyal, and crossover voting has virtually disappeared. That makes the independent registrants, even though they participate at a much lower level, sort of what tips the balance between one party or the other, or if it can go decisively towards Democrats, gives Democrats an opportunity to overcome their registration disadvantage compared to Republicans.
This could apply to how people feel about their teams, how people feel about even their heritage in some ways. Why are people so loyal, the ones that are loyal to parties, why are they so loyal?
There is a sense of team identity, and the sports analogy does partially apply. It's my team against their team. There's also a large ideological component. Contemporaneous with the rise of independent registration, the Republican Party has become more conservative. The Democratic Party has become more liberal. That then drives people who are more centrist to be uncomfortable with the party and register independent, and it sort of grows on itself. So there is a sense of team loyalty. It becomes easy to just vote a straight line party ticket. And then there's a very, very strong ideological component as well.
Well, do you think the ideological one is the one that tends to win out then?
I thought that before the rise of Trump.
Okay.
After Trump, it does seem to be that the loyalty exhibited by Republican voters is hugely personal and in significant part cultural.
And even as the power of the parties has changed, are they still pretty powerful?
Parties themselves are not powerful. Candidates have long replaced parties as the source of power and influence, and parties which used to choose candidates are now the vehicle through which the candidates decide to do some things. But the brand identity that we talked about remains very, very important. And since 2008 in Arizona was what decided virtually all elections. A Democrat hasn't won a statewide office since 2008. And in each of those elections, Republicans constituted over 40% of the general election turnout. Well, if you've got over 40% of the turnout, you have brand loyalty. A Republican hasn't needed to do that well among independents in order to win statewide elections. There's some indication that the demographics may be different this time around. Democratic turnout may be higher. Independents may be tending strongly towards the Democrats. And there does appear to be a never-Trump element within the Republican Party, which could suggest that there might be, in this election, a potential crossover Republican vote.
Bob Robb is an editorial columnist for the Arizona Republic.